today's show is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at tryexpressvpn.com/blow. That's TryExpressVPN.com/blow for 3 months free with a 1 year package. Hey, buddies, it's Blow Jam Presents Pod Smash, the world's best podcast that reviews podcasts. And I'm your illustrious and esteemed and humble and most modest host, Delia Blow Jam.
Yeah, that's you.
And you're Ryan Blow Jam, aren't you?
That's me.
Me and Ryan know what the fuck we're talking about when it comes to podcasts. We've been to mad live shows. I've been on quite a few esteemed podcasts, if I say so myself. And we've been podcasting for 4 years, so we know you guys should listen to our opinions. I highly recommend it. My first recommendation is to listen to us, and you should really listen to Ryan because he's going to tell us the best podcast of the week.
All right, number one of my top three picks for this week is My Year in Mensa. It's a 4-part miniseries about how Jamie Loftus, a comedian / writer, she joined Mensa as a joke. She ended up writing an article called Mensa Let a Dumb Slut Join. She got a lot of lashback. She was like endlessly harassed by an unmoderated, right-leaning, Mensa-endorsed Facebook group for like almost a year. But then the story gets even crazier once she actually goes to the American Mensa Annual Gathering in 2019, and she's repeatedly confronted face-to-face by crazy Mensans. So check that one out. It's pretty interesting.
The audacity to actually go there after writing that article. She's the best.
Yeah, basically the Mensans are like those high IQ people, but not really. They did good on one test.
Yeah. What are they, Freemasons? So Freemensons?
They think they're superior.
Yeah.
And it's pretty fucked up. All right, so what do you got?
All right, so my first one is Well Read. It's a podcast hosted by three progressive rednecks, Trey Crowder, Drew Morgan, and Corey Ryan Forrester. They wrote the book, The Liberal Redneck Manifesto, and they go on comedy tours all the time. This episode, it was just wicked funny to me because they talked about stealing and stealing from corporations and like stealing a YMCA gym membership, like switching locations. It was just like, I was just laughing so much in the car. So I just want to play you a clip. And plus, I thought maybe it would start a dialogue about our stealing experiences and little tricks and tips for you guys. So without further ado, let's take a listen.
And I would just slide a pair of sunglasses inside whatever it was that I was buying. Like, you know, when I used to sandblast whatever, I'd have to go get some fucking work boots. And of course, I at that point in my life, I wasn't springing for like nice work boots like I should have because I'd only have to buy them once. I'd get the shit ass work boots, the fucking Brahmas or whatever from Walmart.
That's the brand.
And I'd open the box and slide some fucking, were they Brahmas? That wasn't it.
Yeah, Brahma.
Because
Brahma,
those Walmarts,
they know what they're talking.
Came in.
Yeah, I would open the box. Came in two colors. Sunglasses in them.
Dirt and grease. Those were the two colors it came in.
Yep, that's 100% correct. And when I would go to, I would also, when the oil spill and shit happened, I would steal from BPs and Exxons. Like what I would do was I'd go. I learned this trick. You go get a like one of the fountain drinks, right? And you take a candy bar and you put the candy bar in the cup and then you fill it with ice and fill it with drink. And then when you get through with your drink, your candy bar cold.
Candy bar
cold. That's fucking brilliant.
That's fucked up.
I know.
Oh,
that is so stupid.
They don't open the fucking lid. They don't even scan it. They're like, oh, 64 ounce. They're all 99 cents. Go live your life, you fat fuck. And there's a goddamn Butterfinger in there every time.
That's so stupid and so brilliant. It's super hilarious that you're stealing diabetes.
Well, here's the deal.
That's what I love.
I haven't stolen from Walmart.
All right. And also they talk about how the Waffle House is now serving alcohol. And they're like, the Waffle House is where you go when you need to sober up.
Yeah, you go to the Waffle House at like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, if you serve alcohol, that's crazy, dude. Like,
more people are going to die. People get murdered at Waffle Houses.
Yeah, it's insane.
So, yeah, that just cracked me up. Those guys are really funny.
Nice.
I recommend it. Okay, back to you.
All right, so my number two is This American Life. It's a weekly radio show slash podcast hosted by Ira Glass. This week's episode was called Gardens of Branching Paths. It's about stories of other universes that are like ours, but with one small difference. There was a story at the end of it about the Sklar brothers, you know, Randy and Jason Sklar.
Hosts of Dumb People Town, one of my favorites.
It's about when they're like babies. They were sick when they were babies, and the way their mom like kept track of them, she had different colored diaper pins. And she took them to the hospital because they were sick, and they came back with like different diapers. And she couldn't tell which one was which because they're twins.
Identical,
identical twins. And so the episode's about like if they're really who they actually are, if Randy's actually Jason or Jason's actually Randy, or if they're actually themselves.
I absolutely love that.
So it's pretty interesting. Check that one out.
See, this week I just listened to a lot of music and missed out on some of my favorites. So, yo, that one sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's like imagine if you were like really Laura.
Yeah.
Be fucked up.
Wow.
Well, if you're twins. Or
yeah, no, yeah. People think we're twins, which is kind of weird. Well, yeah, we sound exactly alike. We look pretty much alike and we're the same height and weight and everything. Yeah, me and my sister, we're twins. Okay. So my next one is Chapo Trap House. And it's funny because I was, Ryan picked this one first. So I'm like, oh, whatever. He was going to do it on his special shout outs. But I realized I only had two top threes. So he gave me his Chapo. Let me read what Ryan wrote. Chapo Trap House is a political podcast that is democratic socialist or, you know, in nature, hosted by Will Meneker, Matt Chrisman, Felix Biederman, Amber Elie Frost, and Virgil Texas. This is episode 384, which was really good. It's called The Beltway Garage, : Warren Strikes Back. So Matt and Virgil, they went on a Yahoo News podcast called Skullduggery, hosted by Michael Isikoff, and the host tried to sabotage them. Like, they thought it was just, like, a goodwill thing, but instead the hosts were trying to make them feel dumb, and they just eviscerated the hosts.
Yeah, he came at him with, like, all these questions he didn't think they could answer, but then they were like, nope.
Yeah, they gave the world's best answers so confidently. So they played, like, the highlights of that on Chapo Trap
House
episode.
And the whole time, Virgil Texas eating, like, a banana and, like, vaping on the mic.
Yeah, just, like, purposefully.
You're like,
fucking up their recording.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I love those guys. They're probably, I think they're my favorite ones on Chapo, Matt and Virgil. So shout out Matt and Virgil, and also they talked about the bullshit that happened on the Democratic debate, the last one before the Iowa caucus.
Warren playing the lady card or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, now that there are no like people of color in the race, well, Andrew Yang, but nobody on that stage. So now it's all about women, her and Amy. Ooh, and it's like, you both suck. You're
she
both for the rich.
In a private meeting that no one heard, that Bernie Sanders said that a woman can't win the presidency.
You know, they say that she gave proof. I haven't seen this proof anywhere.
Where's the proof?
Yeah, they keep talking. AM Joy, like, railed on Bernie, and she was like, it's been proven. It's verified. I want to see it.
Yeah, where's the verification?
People keep trying to trap Bernie, Chapo Trap House Bernie, and it's not working. You know, I don't care if it's a man, like, whoever has my best interests and, like, my neighbors and people that I care about, strangers that I care about, because I'm a good fucking person. I hate people who hate people, but anyway, segue. Sorry about that. I'll just keep going on and on, but I don't care if he's a man. He's looking out for women. He's got the best plan. Policies, not the person. No identity politics.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. So my number three is Worst Year Ever, a podcast about how 2020 is going to be the worst year ever with hosts Robert Evan, Katie Stoll, and Cody Johnston. The episode I listened to is called How the Furries Fought the Nazis and Won. Katie, Robert, and Cody went to the Midwest Fur Fest because they saw online that Milo Yiannopoulos, he was going to go there and, like, he was trying to get, like, the Proud Boys there. Like, well, they said he couldn't go, and he's like, I'm going to show up with the outright, like,
what's
the Proud
a furry?
Boys and all that. Well, furries are those guys that, they dress up like animals. You know, you've probably seen them on Tosh.0. They're like kitty
like
cats or,
suits.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just, like,
that's
dress up in furry stuff because they, like, animal cartoons and stuff.
Wow, that's a weird juxtaposition.
Well, nah, I don't know.
No, I meant like Nazis versus furries. That is just that on the outset.
Yeah, so they went to the Fur Fest, and they ended up learning about a tale of a Nazi terrorist attack in 2014, where there was like a chlorine gas attack at the hotel where the furry convention was. It's pretty crazy. Apparently, the outright neo-Nazis are targeting furries because they're already on like outliers of society, so they think they're easy to like convince to join this outlying, you know, Nazi fucking thing. They're actually doing it. There's like outright furries. There's like the neo furs. It's like what's the other one? It's like instead of Hitler, it's like Foxler. This guy's name's Foxler.
It's like modern.
He's like Fox Hitler.
It's modern day Ku Klux Klan robes.
No, it's a.
Because they can cover themselves up and go crazy.
Not really. It's just
Oh, sorry.
They were furries to begin with, and someone convinced them to be Nazis. And they have like recruiting tapes and like songs. Like, all right, here's one. They took like the, what is it, Circle of Life. You know, like
it's
the Lion King.
Circle of Life.
Yeah, they do shit like that, like Disney movies, and put like Nazi propaganda in it.
Oh, Ryan's gonna play some.
Oh, fuck.
Do you have your Bluetooth on?
Lion King, but racist.
Of course you should feel proud to be white. Our race has achieved many great things. As you go through life, you'll see you're expected to be scared and ashamed.
Oh my God.
White identity suppressed, culturally dispossessed, and always blamed. But study history, and you'll very quickly see our race filled the world with hope and light. Medicine, industry, rule of law, and liberty. We are more than we are. We are white.
So there you go. That happened.
Oh.
And, it's aimed towards, like, the furries, the people dressed like the animal fur community. They act like they're kitty cats or, like, little, I don't know, Hello Kitty or, like, anime characters or, you know, they just dress up in costumes. It's like a form of cosplay that's animal-centric. All right, so, anyway.
Wow. It just blew my mind.
That was part one, and I can't wait for part two to see how they fought them and won.
Ah,
So
that is going to be a good one.
Because apparently what they did is we should all use that approach, I guess, is what Robert was saying.
Fuck yeah. I'm down. You know what else I'm down with is Sports Wars, a Wondery podcast. Yo, like, I've talked about Sports Wars before. I think it was, like, Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer, whatever the fuck. That was a really good. They take, like, matchups, but they go, like, really deep into the psyche of these sports stars. And I love a good sports story. Real Sports is one of my favorite TV shows. Shout out, Brian Gumbel. So this is an excellent matchup of all time, or one of the best, which is Brady versus Manning. And they're like two of the best quarterbacks of all time. And I have great reverence for the Mannings, and I fucking hate Tom Brady. But now I understand why he's a bit of a cock. He kind of got shit on early in his career. So it's worth a listen. I like it. It's good.
Still a cock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And a cheater. Speaking of
Deflategate.
Speaking of deflating, let's deflate this first half of the show and inflate us with some ads, and then we'll come back stronger than ever. Look, I don't know about you guys, but I'm really fucking tired of searching for something like, oh, let's say a sectional sofa, and then everything I see on my phone is for sectional sofas. It's a thing called a honeypot, where advertisers just check out your browsing history and gives you things that they think you might want. It's like, come on, can't I get a little bit of privacy? And that's why I got ExpressVPN. It's easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of your computer, phone, and tablet. Turning on ExpressVPN protection only takes one click. Take it from me, I was like, whoa, that was like too easy. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. So no more honeypotting for me. I love it. And it lets you surf the web safely without being snooped on by your ISP or government or hackers or having your personal data like credit card information, your passwords, or other sensitive data stolen. And also, I never even knew this, but entertainment-wise, ExpressVPN is pretty cool. It allows you to stream content from anywhere in the world. You can change your Netflix libraries, watch sports games that are not available to you in your country, and you can access GEO-restricted videos on YouTube or Hulu. So definitely, I'm sorry, but this is one that I stand behind. Now, to protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at tryexpressvpn.com/blow. That's tryexpressvpn.com/blow for 3 months free with a 1-year package. And we're back. And now's the time in the show where we're going to get all newsy on your fucking asses and tell you about recent developments in the Blowjam universe. So, Buggy, what are we up to?
All right, tonight we're going to go to Cafe Oasis, try to set up some shows there at the Hookah Bar. We're going to talk to the owner, Rob. Should be good.
Yeah, Rob already said that we could do it. We're just ironing out the dates and the negotiations and what have you. He's a shit. We used to play there like 10 years ago and we always had fun. He still has all of our old CDs.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, good times. We got the food stamps, the Brass McAllister, the Glory Hole, the Logs. We were legit in a band called the Logs. Anyway, Blow Jamboree is coming up, winter edition. So that'll be fun. Over the summer, we had a bunch of bands. We did a lot of interviews, turned out to be episodes. And this time we're going hiking and we're going to do some hardcore jamming. So I don't know who's coming, but I'm sure it's going to be a good time.
When's that?
That is a week from today. So, you know, maybe we'll get some little content for you out of the party. Stay tuned. Do you have anything else newsworthy?
No.
Me neither.
All right, I'll just do new podcasts. Don't sing. Okay, so number one for Ryan's new podcast is Hunting Warhead. It's a podcast about a criminal network that's hidden in the shadows of the dark web. It's a child pornography ring that's run by someone with the handle Warhead. So host Damon Fairless tracks down the investigators, survivors, and the actual criminals themselves. This podcast is fucking bonkers. I give it 70 IPUs on the International Bitterness Unit Scale, which is a highly subjective scale.
That cuts deep. That's a really deep. Hey, Dana, if you're listening, remember that? It's like a highly subjective scale. But that sounds weird. That sounds good. I love a good pedophilia, story.
No, it's a pretty crazy podcast. I listen to all the episodes.
So. Oh, wow. How many episodes are there?
It was like six.
Okay. Good old mini-series. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Speaking of miniseries, I'm putting my Guns podcast on hold for a little bit because Blowjam's got to record an album and play shows, but that'll be coming up. I got a Ryan's new podcast. It's from the people who brought you, like, Atlanta Monster. It's called DC Sniper. It reinvestigates the Beltway sniper attacks. The Beltway is, you know, highway in the DC area. True crime podcast that places the listener in Montgomery County, Maryland. on October 2nd in 2002 when an unidentified sniper began randomly killing people, just going about their daily lives, like vacuuming their car, putting in gas, shit like that. Host Tony Harris faces the investigations that journalists and the public have learned from the first shot. And there was just like mayhem and chaos. And, you know, does the person who's convicted of these crimes ever deserve a second chance? Ooh, I didn't get that far yet. I listened to like the first two episodes. So that's cool. I'm glad there was somebody convicted.
I didn't listen to it because I remember when it happened and I saw it on TV.
Oh, yeah. In 2002, I was 16 and didn't give a fuck about any. Oh, wait. No, I was protesting the Iraq War.
I was 22. So.
Wow. You robbed the cradle.
Yeah. So, yeah, I remember that. So, yeah, they definitely caught the guy.
It is cool to, like, get to know the victims and get to know how it unfolded.
Oh,
maybe
I'll check it out.
I suggest it. Yeah, it's good. I give it 2 thumbs up, 1 thumb down, and a butthole. Like, a nice, nice bleach butthole. Like, a good one.
Like a pink one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so my number 2 for Ryan's new podcast is a podcast called Dig. It's a podcast from the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting. It's a year-long look at how rape cases are investigated in Louisville. Police defer to prosecutors on rape cases. Prosecutors reject vast majority of cases presented to them. Due to this unusual relationship, most people accused of rape will never face the consequences. It's hosted by Eleanor Klipanoff. I gave it 100 IBUs.
So that means it's good or it's subjective?
I don't know. It's highly subjective. So.
Oh, okay.
You have to listen to it.
And determine for myself.
Determine if you think bitterness is good or bad.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you what.
I love an IPA. So.
Oh, well, hey. There you go. Proof's in the pudding. I was just going to talk about how I was sexually assaulted and went to the cops and they didn't prosecute the guy.
Yeah.
Similar reasons.
I mean, it's a tough subject, but they don't give a fuck.
Yeah. They're just like, we don't want to put you on the stand and like have you go through all this character shaming. It's like, well, maybe I want to. I don't give a fuck. I'm already fucked. I already got the shit kicked out of me. All right. But that sounds good. I don't have any more Ryan's new podcast.
Yeah. It's pretty fucked. You probably shouldn't listen to it because it's pretty disturbing.
All the more reason to. I got to face my repression. But yeah.
All right. So my number 3 is Welcome to My Fred Talk.
Yay, Freddy Spaghetti.
It's a podcast about whatever host Frederick John wants to talk about. I guess he's Frederick John. The episode I listened to is called Bringing Mario Kart into the Real World with Joshua Nelson of Emotional Ideas, Inc.
How was it?
It's about how Joshua Nelson wants to bring Mario Kart and Crash Team Racing into the physical world by using like laser tag style technology with go-karts.
Yes.
And like like you got like a screen inside your steering wheel and shit, and like you get like power ups and stuff like that. It's more like it's like a video game laser tag go-kart like experience.
Wow. It's pretty cool. Yo, Freddy, that sounds like a good show.
It sounds badass.
We know Freddy, by the way.
Yeah, I know Freddy. We still play with him. Probably. No, we
10
didn't play.
10 years ago.
Did we play at Oasis with him?
Probably. A lot of shows. Freddy Nugs and the Nugs.
Freddy Nugs and the Uniters or whatever.
Oh, yeah, and the Uniters. Nugs is N-U-G-Z. Yeah. And we called him Freddy Spaghetti, and then he took that over. So I take credit, Freddy Spaghetti. And now he's Frederick John.
Well, he's Freddy Sketty now on the thing.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, you know, that's still a nod to us, the Blue Jammers.
Well, Spaghetti was probably taken.
We should have him on the show.
It should be Fred Spaghetti.
Oh, shit. Mike Peters, a comedian on the mic with Mike Peters. That's his show. He's put out like a bunch of episodes. Motherfucker's consistent.
But anyway, I gave it 65 IBUs.
Okay. Highly subjective. Yo, you got any nays? I have a huge nay, but you go for it.
Yeah. All right, my name is This Past Weekend, a comedy podcast with host Theo Vaughn. Recently, he had a guest that was Tommy Lauren. It's a host of Fox Nation and a commentator on Fox News. Not good. I just don't like it when the... You know, I understand they're trying to like get everybody's point of view, but these Fox people are bad. I don't think they should be.
They shouldn't be given a platform other than the platform that they're already on, which is already, like, so broad-based.
I get you're trying to be open-minded, but it's like these people are literally, like, fucking the world up.
Maybe he just wants to fuck her. He's a single, lonely dude.
Probably. She's kind of cute, I guess.
Yeah, they're all blonde.
Yeah, he's probably just trying to fuck her. But whatever, it's not good.
Yeah, not good listening. Thanks a lot, Theo. I just skipped over it. I looked at the description. I'm like, meh, no thanks.
Yeah, she was saying some fucked up shit. Oh, well.
Good shit. So my nay is also people saying fucked up shit or not saying the shit that is fucked up, which is Pod Save America. Go figure. It's an episode titled Bernie is My Friend. Well, guess what side they took after the debate is Elizabeth Warren's. After fucking
They're like centrist cheerleaders for Barack Obama.
Exactly. So, speech writers and foreign policy people, staffers, what have you, for a war criminal. And they try to not be subject they try not to put in their own personal opinions, but it's obvious they suck Buttigieg's dick. Buttigieg is a goddamn Republican in Democrats' clothing, and they suck Elizabeth Warren's dick. And they were they totally didn't care about how the moderators were extremely, like, unprofessional. And, you know, he said that's not true. And then they're like, he's calling her a liar. It's like, well, her staffs are fucking liars. Dude's been saying for 40 years that women can be president. It's on the record everywhere. Yeah. They're twisting it.
Out of all these, like, liberal fucking shows, the only one that called them out was fucking Chapo Trap House and fucking, was it Intercept? And, actually, Bill Maher.
Oh, yeah.
He actually backed up Bernie. I was like, whoa.
That's a first. Yeah. He's a crazy centrist. He's just an old fucker where it doesn't matter the next generation.
His
ideas don't have
used
kids.
To be radical and leftist, but now it's just like pretty much Republican.
Yeah, the center is Republican now, guys.
Yeah, it's like, uh-oh.
And Democrats ain't so good either. It's a Bernie or bust. And the Chapo dudes made a really good point, which is electability. And they were like, everything is hinging on this primary. If Bernie doesn't win, most people won't go out to vote. So you're talking electability in the general election. If you don't have Bernie in there, you're going to have hundreds of thousands, if not a million, stay home in solidarity. Because we're fucked anyway. No matter if the Democrat wins, we're fucked.
Yeah.
We just need him. Let's see what happens.
I might stay home, but we're in New York anyway. So.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't really
That's
matter.
What Matt Crispin said. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, you know what was funny? The last time we went to go vote, we went to Temple Concord, and we voted for a Jewish person in a temple. I thought that was pretty cool. And then we went to go vote, and then Trump won later. That was great. It was a good time.
Okay, so do you have a shout-out?
Do I? I enjoyed our Blow Jam episode. That was really good. How about you?
Mine was Chapo Trap House, but we already did that, so...
Oh, yeah, I stole it from you.
We're good.
Pretty lackluster special shout-outs. Well, no, Blow Jam was really good. I'm just saying. I kind of dropped the ball on that. What else is new, deal? Get it together. You want to wrap up this episode, Buggy?
Yeah.
Let's do it. So please subscribe and download this motherfucking podcast and share it around. Tell some friends. Give us some reviews, you know, wherever you get your podcast. That is greatly appreciated. We like 5 stars. If you want to give us 4, that's fine. Do it. It's up to you. 4 or 5. Follow us on Instagram. I'm sincerely _robots. Ryan's blow_jam. Ryan's on the Twitter. You just search for Blow Jam and boom. Oh, shit. You could even call us. Who gives a fuck? Here's our home number. It's 607-296-7297. I think that about covers it, right?
Yep.
All right.
Be safe. Don't orphan the balls. And tune the pink one the stink. I don't know.
Amen, brother.
Hug my beanbag.